Good morning, beloveds. It's Psalm 83 and it's verses 9 and 10.
Do to them as you did to Midian, as to Sisera at Jabin, and Jabin at the river Kishon, who were destroyed at Endor, who became dung for the ground.
Now, here we can just see, you know, the people in the flesh, the people carnal, living in indulgence, boasting in the flesh, and in just squandering and finances and glorying in the flesh. There's going to be bad consequences. We see God come and move with against the Midianites. Who was that again?
Gideon.
Gideon. Yeah, God raised up Gideon against the Midianites. And so we can see, you know, there is a part that we've got to play as the children of God, representing heaven, representing the Father's love. We got to make a stand. That's why it says stand in the full armor. And we have got the victory, just as we saw there with Gideon and the Midianites. And then that other ruler there, what was his name? Jezreel, what you know, but there we see the people were corrupt.
Sisera and Jabin.
God gave the people over to these corrupt rulers because they were corrupt. And isn't that exactly what we're seeing here in the world today? But it's for us, the children of the living God that knows the truth, that has taken a hold of the truth in righteousness and in walking in it and in knowing and having experienced the salvation, we can stand against the darts of the evil with our faith and stand strong in the Lord. We need to declare and say this is, you know, give people the alternative, give people a way out, because otherwise they are just going to be destroyed. It's happened so much in the past with Noah, Moses, with the Midianites, but so there's two things, guys. God is going to move. We must make sure we're on the right side, like Gideon was. We on the right side, like Moses was, and Esther was. And then we need to stand and know that there's so many people in the various kingdoms, in sport, especially in politics and in sport and in the medical hospitals and schools, all over the sons of darkness, the sons of the devil has sneaked in. And many of them are also made quickly heads that they are then enforcing demonic oppression on the people. And so we need to know this is wrong, and we need to say, thank you, Lord, that this is going to be taken away, and that we just stand strong. And then also we want to see the godly people, the poor, in the sense they poor, but they not poor, really poor. They are God's people, and they are the ones that need to be in these authoritative positions, so that they can bring in the favorance of God. When the righteous rules, the people rejoice. And now in just about all these arenas, the people are not rejoicing. In some of them, they've just been made captive, like with sport, just to enjoy that and not see what is actually going on, how the world has been corrupted, how the Antichrist spirit has taken hold. And so yes, guys, just encouragement again, and stand in your good God, stand in this beautiful covenant, and stand not just for yourself, but also pray for your brothers and sisters, that each one moves into that arena, that kingdom that they were destined to shine in, that they were destined to help mankind in. Amen. Lord, we thank you for your mighty love, mighty provision, and we thank you for these examples in the Old Testament that gives us encouragement. And thank you also, we see that you don't want to move alone, that you are there to also move with your children, your people. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.